The star that bids the shepherd fold now the top of heaven doth hold, and the gilded car of day his glowing axle doth allay in the steep Atlantic stream, and the slope sun his upward beam shoots against the dusky pole, pacing toward the other goal of his chamber in the east. Meanwhile, welcome, joy and feast, midnight shout and revelry, tipsy dance and jollity. Braid your locks with rosy twine, dropping odours, dropping wine. Rigour now is gone to bed, and advice with scrupulous head, strict age and sour severity, with their grave sores in slumber lie. We that are of purer fire imitate the starry choir, who in their nightly watchful spheres lead in swift round the months and years, the sounds and seas with all their finny drove, now to the moon in wavering morris move. And on the tawny sands and shelves trip the pert fairies and the dapper elves. By dimpled brook and fountain brim, the wood nymphs, decked with daisies trim, their merry wakes and pastimes keep. What hath night to do with sleep? Night hath better sweets to prove. Venus now wakes and wakens love. Come, let us our rites begin. 'Tis only daylight that makes sin, which these dun shades will ne'er report. Hail, goddess of nocturnal sport, dark-veiled Cotito, to whom the secret flame of midnight torches burns, mysterious dame, that ne'er art called but when the dragon womb of Stygian darkness spets her thickest gloom and makes one blot of all the air. Stay thy cloudy ebon chair, wherein thou ridest with Hecate, and befriend us thy vowed priests, till utmost end of all thy dues be done, and none left out. Ere the blabbing eastern scout, the nice morn on the Indian steep, from her cabined loophole peep, and the telltale sun descry our concealed solemnity. Come, knit hands and beat the ground in a light fantastic round.